Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where WBEN Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney, news time is 2:08. It is Bowerly, and we've got some really, well, we've got winter coming. Hey, there's a novel concept. It's December, it's Western New York, and it snows. And joining us right now in the Trocare College WBEN live line, the meteorologist who is universally beloved by all, and that would be Andy Parker. Andy, you are on WBEN. Thank you so much for joining us. And I know that we had snippets of you during the newscast, and we had you on earlier today, but I felt an update was in order. Can you walk us down, walk us through what you are anticipating, and you always anticipate so well?
Hey, you know what? Your gut is right, because people are being lulled into this sense of everything's melting off and, hey, we're okay, nothing's going to change. And this thing is going to blow into town late Wednesday, and it is going to change everything back to everybody's worst winter fear, which is 20s on the thermometer, wind chills in the teens and single digits, and you've got sideways lake effect snow shutting down roads and some school cancellations. All of that comes just roaring back in starting Wednesday. But between now and then, go ahead and get your running around done. Today it's almost 50 degrees in spots, yeah. Upper 40s. Stays that way tomorrow too, Tom. No wind to speak of today. And then it all kind of cranks. You'll notice the change around 4 o'clock, depending upon where you're standing in Western New York.
Andy, I'm sorry. 4 o'clock when?
P.M.
Today.
Wednesday,
okay.
Yeah. So if you're up on a hilltop, the rain that we get will start switching to snow. If you're down closer to the lakeshore, it'll take until the sun goes down for it to mix in. But Wednesday, I want to allay any fears, you're going to get to where you're going today and Wednesday. It's really Wednesday evening and overnight that we see two things happen. The temperatures will drop from the 40s to the 30s and then eventually the 20s, and the winds will pick up. That happens around dinner time on Wednesday. You'll notice a change, and then I think the bigger gusts come in during the evening hours. And the gusts alone make it a windy, unpleasant day, but now you start generating a lake snow band that's going to be putting down that 2 to 3 inches per hour, and you have reduced visibilities, to say the least. You're going to have whiteout conditions wherever the snowband resides. And Thursday is going to be a day where it's very difficult to go north-south across that snowband. And fortunately, this one doesn't go for days. It wraps up pretty quickly on Friday. But Thursday is going to be a shock to the system for people.
Thursday, so basically, if you're listening intently to Andy Parker, and by the way, WBEN, Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney, news time is now 2:11. As you are listening to Andy Parker, it's like 50 degrees outside right now. So you're looking at your gas tank. You might want to top it off. And I personally really try hard not to let the gas tank go below half a tank in the wintertime, because you never know what you're going to get weather-wise. And would you rather fill up your gas tank today and just get it done and out of the way, or would you rather do it on Wednesday evening, or God forbid, on Thursday? Now, Andy says, look, tomorrow's going to be just kind of like today until about 4 o'clock when things begin to change. But that's not when the lake snow's kicked in, so are going to kick in. So if you have basically something to do with your spare time today or possibly tomorrow, you might consider topping off your gas tank. Can you elaborate on the fact that these lake snows are not going to be lingering and oscillating day after day, hour after hour, like that one storm last winter?
Yeah, this is a quick shot of cold instead of a four-day lock-in pattern where the door to Canada just opened up and it all emptied out. This is a quick shot, and then the door gets shut, and the winds will change direction, and the temperatures will go back up. But this is going to be the coldest day we've had. I looked this up. You got to go back to almost late March to see a daytime temperature in the 20s. So we haven't tasted the 20s in over 8 months. And the lake, yes, it's colder now. We're down to 43 degrees. It was at 50 at the Thanksgiving event. But the air temperatures for this event are also going to be colder than that. So the difference between the lake and the air is still there. It's going to be a very vigorous system. It will be about a 30-hour window that things get ugly in Western New York.
Hey, telling me that we haven't tasted the 20s since March is like telling me, you know, Tom, you haven't tasted sewage since March. Like, doesn't make it any more appealing now, I'll tell you that, at least not for your humble host. So at what in what way, Wednesday at 4 o'clock, tomorrow at 4, will we notice the change?
Number one, it'll be how it feels outside, because the temperatures will be the first thing to start going the other direction. So instead of the 40s that you wake up to at breakfast, by the time you get to dinner, you might even shave things down to almost the freezing mark. And that's kind of the key, is that any of the liquid that you get is going to be rain in the morning and early afternoon, and then it'll start to mix in. So if you're driving and you're on some of the hills south of Buffalo, you're going to get those wet snowflakes slapping the windshield. It's going to be a slushy beginning to this for the folks that do switch during the daytime. I think a lot of folks in the north towns end up switching for a brief time during the second half of the day, like the evening hours and overnight. You'll get a little bit of slush in the Tonawandas and Niagara Falls, Ransomville, Lockport, and Orleans County. But this event does look like it is going to be squarely in the south towns, similar to the footprint that we had for the other storm on the end of November, beginning of December. It comes up, maybe kisses the city, but spends a lot of time near the stadium. So Orchard Park, East Aurora, West Falls, down to Eden, Angola. It's going to cut right in off the lake. Dunkirk, Fredonia, Perrysburg, Gowanda, northern sections of Chautauqua, Cattaraugus County, and then into southern Erie County. The winds with this will probably blow more of those snowflakes all the way into portions of Wyoming County as well. Genesee, the southern sections there, everyone always asks about Batavia, and I think that might be the cutoff. So goes Batavia and Buffalo. If Buffalo gets hit with snow, Batavia generally catches some as well. If you're on the thruway line, if you're south of the thruway, you've got a much better shot of shoveling 6 inches of snow out than if you are north of the thruway. And as we saw last time, the snow machine literally shuts off one community to the next. So if you're north of the thruway, you should be mildly concerned at the northern extent of this and kind of watch it, because you're going to be right on the edge. If you're south of the thruway, you're going to do some shoveling by the time we get to Friday.
Yeah, I mean, we've got some big events happening for and by the radio station, one of which is the Radiothon to benefit the SPCA serving Erie County and Harlem Road in West Seneca.
They will get some snow at Harlem Road in West Seneca. Looks like that will happen on Thursday. The good news is things improve. This will die down quickly on Friday and allow people to clear out. The cold sticks around. We'll still be in the 20s on Friday, but the lake snows are not going to continue to live on later Friday morning, Friday afternoon. It should be fading away.
But the fish will still be warmer than we starting on, Wednesday night, when the temperatures plummet down to about 32 right around dinner time, depending, of course, on when you eat dinner. If you eat dinner at 12 in the afternoon, this does not include you. It's Bowerly with Andy Parker, meteorologist extraordinaire. Nobody, and I mean nobody, does it better than Andy Parker, and he joins us on the Trocare College WBEN Newsline and WBEN Arthur Pressman Traffic Attorney. News time is coming up on 2:17. Now, I know it's difficult, Andy, and we've talked about this a lot before. Andy's going to be with us until 6 o'clock this afternoon. Just kidding, Andy. and Andy's just going to do the first part of the show with us. We're not going to exploit and use him any more than that at this particular point in time. But with lake effect bands of snow, I know it's always difficult to predict how many inches will West Seneca see, how many inches will Springville see, Dunkirk, Fredonia, Amherst. But can you give us a good, a reasonable guide based on current computer models as to how many inches folks can expect to see?
Yeah, so the first thing we want to look at is when does it get going, and define the start and end time. And once you do that, now you've got to see what is the intensity of the snow. Is this going to be a 1 inch per hour, 2 inch, or does it have the ability to start cranking out that magic 3 to 4 inch per hour number? And it does look like for a time we're going to achieve the 2 to 3 inch per hour number. Now then you look at the distribution of the snow. Is this going to start, you know, by Jamestown and wildly swing the Buffalo, then back down? If it does, it distributes it fairly easily, evenly, and then it would lower the counts. This looks like it's going to lock in. So we're going to kind of broadly say areas from Buffalo down to Buffalo to Dunkirk, inland from Batavia to Warsaw. If you're in that box is where you're going to have the heaviest snow amounts, and they're going to be measured in feet in the spots that get hit the hardest. And it looks like a lot of folks are going to go over the 10-inch mark. There are going to be some that end up over the 2-foot mark, maybe on, right, you know, the most targeted areas in the hills. But right now, looking at it, it does appear the deeper south towns back towards the lake. When I say deeper south towns, it's kind of like southeast Aurora, Orchard Park, anything with elevation, even the southern sections of Hamburg going back to the lakeshore there. I think those are going to be the hardest hit. Throw Eden, Collins, Angola, Brant, Silver Creek, Dunkirk right along the lake. And those are going to be the ones that you have the most persistent. It's going to snow there the longest and the hardest. So therefore, they're going to get the heavier numbers. The lake band does look like it will slide a little bit to the north and kiss the city, much like it did last time, where it really walked right up to the edge, and it was snowing in the Larkinville, but downtown Buffalo there wasn't even a flake, and that's how
South Buffalo, South Buffalo, and I'm sorry to interrupt. I apologize.
No, go ahead.
I had a break in the cell phone connection, you know, places like South Buffalo, Kaisertown, I think parts of Lovejoy got it that one Sunday, and then everybody north of that magical line was saying, how come WBEN is doing special programming when Joe Beamer, who usually does Sunday mornings, was caught in Erie, Pennsylvania in all of that lake effect snow? And it's one of those examples, Andy, and I know this is, it has to be frustrating for you as a meteorologist, of you told me it was going to be snowy, and I'm sitting here in Pendleton, and I haven't seen a flake. But if people listen carefully, you're very geographically specific, Andy.
We try, and it's the northern edge of this. The southern edge is very, it's simple. It's broad. It spreads out. The northern edge, how defined that is, you can pin it down to a set of communities and say, you folks are not the bullseye, but you're going to be on the edge of this storm for a time, and it may wobble over your backyard. And I know everybody wants, you know, hey, you said 4 inches in this spot, but, you know, we had 8. And, you're on the edge of a giant lake effect snowstorm for 30 hours. And if you're on the edge, you're going to have these large variances. And just be happy, I guess, you weren't in the middle and digging out of 20 to 30. So,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, very, very interesting. Sounds like a classic lake effect situation. And the people, I presume, on if this starts in the areas you have designated in that box, as it were, overnight Wednesday, I'm presuming that people who live in the areas you have delineated might consider getting up a little bit early on Thursday morning to get their stuff done. Like
yeah,
going
Thursday,
to work and stuff?
Thursday morning, I think having this thing just getting going, the snow amounts that will be on the ground won't be hugely impressive. It's going to be as this thing gets going from the morning to the afternoon and continues, by the end of Thursday is where we're going to find the snow totals to be, you know, everyone will be taking pictures of their yard because you've got these big drifts because of the winds that will be howling as well. So the visibility is on Thursday morning in and around the snow band. You'll still be able to get to where you're going, I believe, early in the day. The more it progresses, the more that it piles up, that's when we're going to have more difficult situations. And when you look at visibility combined with snow rate, combined with duration, those are the things that they start looking at when they close down roadways and start restricting travel and closings of schools and those elements there. So all of those look like they're going to reach criteria that does in historically has closed roads and schools. So we're in that type of zone, and we'll be watching for that in some of the communities affected.
Do you believe that we're going to see the New York State Thruway closed down again, like between Rochester, Batavia, and the PA line?
I think they strive to keep it open, but if they base it on what they've closed, if they base it on the numbers and the situations where they've closed it previously, I would expect it to follow the same fate, unless it was the accident in Pennsylvania that prompted New York to close it down. I would expect that it's a high probability that they'll shut down a portion of that road during the day on Thursday, which would restrict the travel. A lot of people questioning about the airport coming in Wednesday evening, not a problem. I think the window for that to impact the airport is later in the day, maybe the late evening on Thursday. So I think most folks will get out of Buffalo or into Buffalo up until that time. And if you have evening travel on the Thursday evening, that's where right now you want to have your plan B set. So what if this happens, what do I do? Have your next move ready to go.
And we're talking about the area roughly as this gets started of Buffalo to Dunkirk and Batavia to Warsaw, and areas north of that may get a kiss, as I understand it, but not the the zero or near zero visibility possibilities in the heavier lake bands in that previously mentioned area.
Yeah, it still gets cold up there no matter what. So anything that's wet right now is going to get icy, and there will be a little bit of slush Wednesday night, even for the northern areas. But the lake snow band, the bullseye of that is going to lie south of the Thruway.
I'm going to ask you a question I asked Tim Wenger that Sunday morning through the afternoon when we did the special Sunday program. As you know, there are so many different kinds of snow. Is this going to be the heavy heart attack snow that makes good snowballs, or is this going to be more of a lighter fluff delighting the skiers?
Yeah, I think this is the lighter fluff variety. The reason you find snow of different textures, a lot of it has to do with water content and the air temperature. The closer you are to 32 degrees, the better snowballs and the best snowmen you're going to make. Once it starts getting down into the 20s and teens, those flakes become, they don't compact as well. They blow around a lot easier. So this is a blowing and drifting snow, not a packing snowman snow.
Well, I mean, I think that's a very interesting point to raise. Andy, I'd like to help you monetize your digital platform. So how do people stay in touch with you and get the very latest information from you, Andy Parker, meteorologist to Western New York?
Yeah, as this gets going, feel free to find us on social media anywhere. Just type in my name, Andy Parker Weather, Andy Parker TV, on a search, any social media, it'll come right up. If you don't have time for that, you just want to text, go ahead and hit my text line. It's 503-ANDY, 503-ANDY or 503-2639. Just text the word weather. We'll get right back to you. If you have a question you want to ask, just like you've done, feel free to do that on text as well.
Absolutely. Andy Parker, thank you so much for joining us, and enjoy the rest of your afternoon until next we bother you.
Thanks, Tom. Talk to you soon.
Andy Parker on the Trocare College WBEN Live Line.